Welcome to a special tribute on Triad Arts Up Close. I'm David Ford. On July 18th, the Triad lost a consummate artist and a man beloved by all who knew him well. Pianist, educator, and lifelong learner Ruskin King Cooper passed away far too young at the age of 54. Today I'd like to celebrate Ruskin's life and incredible artistry by sharing with you some of an interview we had about 7 years ago. Ruskin lived life to its fullest, traveling the world not only as an admired piano soloist and chamber musician, but as an accomplished multilinguist in search of the perfect accent, and he remained fascinated by different cultures and people wherever he traveled. Ruskin gave generously of his time and energies to a host of causes, raising several thousands of dollars for the National Multiple Sclerosis Society in honor of his mother. He loved cycling and cooking, and he even dreamt of one day opening a soul food restaurant in Berlin. Ah, but how to get those collard greens delivered to Berlin from home. First among all of those loves, though, was always music. In fact, Ruskin's love for music began even before he could speak, and by the age of 4, he was already singing several songs in perfect pitch. It wasn't long before that vocal ability eventually found its way into Ruskin's singing piano style. How do you create your own sound as a pianist?
I think the first thing was having an appreciation for a beautiful sound, being able to conceive what a beautiful sound was. And that was by listening to as much music as I could and to as many different, not just pianists, but also to singers, and just being able to conceive of what a beautiful singing sound was on the piano. My teaching and my study was all about singing sounds, making the piano sing, because the piano is basically a percussion instrument, and trying to find the singing sound in the piano is the biggest challenge for a pianist. In order to do that, number one, you have to conceive of the beautiful sound, and then number two, you have to be very free and very relaxed and try to avoid making too percussive a sound on the piano.
That fine line between it's relaxed, but you have to have a power center someplace.
Yeah, and very important also is voicing. If you play everything the same loudness, say in loud chords, it's going to very quickly become rough, and you often have to compensate for the piano. And for example, especially the middle registers of the piano, not letting those get too heavy. When I hear great pianists, someone like Rubinstein, or more recently I heard John Nakamatsu play, and I was really impressed with how, even in these huge fortissimo chords, the piano always sang and there was always a line there.
When you say voicing for the novice here, mm-hmm. You're talking about how much pressure is given to some of the inner voices?
Exactly. For example, if you have a large chord, the thumb is naturally going to want to play louder than the fifth finger because it's stronger. And also those notes on the piano are louder because they're lower. And so you have to adjust the weight in your hand so that you voice the chord, balance it. You know, it's also an intense involvement with the sound that's being made and continuing to listen to the sound after it's been produced. Because once you've produced it, you can't change it, but you have to listen to it very closely, and that affects the way you play any subsequent sounds.
That interview was recorded in April of 2005. Pianist, educator, and a friend I wish I had been able to spend more time with, Ruskin King Cooper. On July 12, 2012, he collapsed suddenly and never regained consciousness. He died on July 18th at the age of 54. For the past 15 years, Ruskin had been a Davidson College artist associate, where he was beloved by all of his students and colleagues. Ruskin's critically acclaimed CD featuring American piano music is now available on Centaur Records. And this Friday afternoon, we'll sample from that recording, as well as several of Ruskin's wonderful concert and recital performances. I'll also be speaking with some of the musicians who knew him well this Friday afternoon at 1 o'clock during Triad Arts Up Close, when our tribute to Ruskin King Cooper continues. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.